Going to be Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz, BSU men's basketball team back at home this weekend. Southwest in the University of Sioux Falls split last weekend. Jermaine Crockrell with us at the game-winning shot against Moorhead in overtime. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's not like it was a buzzer beater, but it was still a game-winning shot with 5 seconds to play. What did it feel like?
It felt good. Finally hit a shot like that, but the guys were knocking on me because I didn't call out Glass, so it's kind of hurt me a little bit at the end, too.
They still count, thankfully. A couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you were sick, not feeling well, what happened. You weren't scoring a whole heck of a lot in there. All of a sudden, Lance Rungstedt goes off for about 50 points on the weekend. How nice is it with this team that if someone is having an off night or an off weekend, that the rest of the team is certainly capable of picking them up?
It helps out a lot. I mean, they're gonna start keying up on us, and I feel like that's what they've been doing. So if I just can penetrate and get somebody else an open shot, then it's just as good as me shooting a shot, too, as well. So I just try to look for my teammates.
I know you didn't have a ton of points, but you did have a lot of assists that weekend. If the shots aren't falling, kind of what you're saying to yourself is, all right, I still need to distribute the ball just like I'm having a real good night offensively.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I look at assists as points as well. I mean, it doesn't show up on my point list, but that's 10 points there. If I have 5 assists, add that to my 13 or something, and that would be 23 points. So, it just helps out.
You guys lost earlier in the season to Moorhead quite handily. You come back and you beat them by one in overtime. It's a 40 or so point swing there in two games. It's hard to explain, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, Moorhead's a really good, tough team, and they did hammer us at their place. But I think we just came out and defended really well against them, and they got guys that can shoot the basketball pretty well.
You guys have had some success against Southwest, opponent this weekend. Buzzer beaters there as well. What are you expecting this weekend?
I expect it to be tough. They're a really good team. I mean, they're kind of just there in a situation like we are. They haven't really – they're right in that range of third place, fourth place, and they've just been playing hard overall. They're going to full court press us majority of the game. We just got to come out and execute our stuff.
Do you know anything about the University of Sioux Falls?
No, I do not.
You guys have never played them, have you? Not since you've been here?
No, I haven't played against them at all, yeah. So I don't know anything about them.
Is it harder to play a team that you know nothing about on Saturday when – I mean, most of the stuff you're working on this week in practice is going to be for Southwest, and all of a sudden you got to put in a game plan on Saturday morning for them?
Yeah, it is pretty tough, but I mean, that just goes with basketball itself. I mean, you got to be able to make adjustments the next day, and it's a whole new team, a whole new game. So,
good luck this weekend, Durain.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.